This is MMR FM.
In the morning, we say, not by might, not by his will, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Your host, Pastor Mbele. We want to welcome you early in the morning in the studios of MMR Radio Station, the only multilingual radio station. We giving you light. Sikuletele ukukhanya. Early in the morning, we want to greet you, starting from there, down in Lowveld, in Mpumalanga, going up in the Gauteng province, in Northwest, coming back to Eswatini, moving down to KZN City, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, going to Zimbabwe, all the listeners in diversity or in diverse areas and places, we want to greet you early in the morning. Permit me early in this morning, ukuthi ngikufundele indaba emnandi lapha ku YouTube. Kunabazalwane noma kunama MMR listeners who have actually given us a message, and we want to early in the morning read those messages. One of the messages that come from man called Thomas Uti, you are on the other level, Mfundisi. This is great. May God bless you. Not only that, umunye uyavela lapha Hope English Tutorials Uti, I am your new YouTube friend and will follow you more and more, where I spend most of my time, and Facebook as well. This is Smanga. Oh, we want to thank Usmanga Dominion Kanyile ovela lapha eKwaZulu Natal Free State Conference City. UJehova abe nawe mntakababa, akuqinise, and all the MMR radio listeners City Exeni, may God give you strength in all the countries, all the continents. Bakhona laba abanye bavela ezindaweni ezinezindaweni ezihlukahlukene. City early in the morning, right on MMR radio station, your presenter, we want to welcome you. Our date is on the 12th of September, unyaka wethu is 2020. Our time definitely is 9:30. Interesting topics today. We want to give you a guest speaker namhlanje lapha, coming from Trans Orange Conference, Pastor Masina, who is going to speak about a very interesting topic that says, though the mountains may be removed, hey, talk to me and ask, what do you think when we talk about mountains being removed? What comes in your mind? But the topic here today, it is, though the mountains may be removed. Oh, no. Though the mountains be removed, you can still get hold of us. Lapagu 0711338487. Our email is mmrradiostation@gmail.com. Drop me a message kuna lapo. Ungakhohlwa-ke futhi ujike usubscribe lapho on YouTube. You can still subscribe right there. Facebook, that's where you can actually get hold of us, on also on WhatsApp. Those are our platforms, and utilize those platforms as we utilize the platforms to get hold of you. from the bottom of our heart, Lapa, we have Elder Mdum Kandla, who's going to give us a Bible lesson. Before that, let's quickly run to our Bible proverb. As we all know, that each and every single Sabbath we have a proverb time. Let's engage in Proverbs chapter 15. We quickly would love to take note of verse 23. Thus it reads, "It is good to be able to give the right answer, and very good to speak the right word at the right time." I love Proverbs so much. Let me repeat it again. It says, "It is good to be able to give the right answer, and very good to speak the right words at the right time." Bagiti, it is high time. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, oh, young and old, it is high time to understand that it is of critical importance that if you want to be regarded as a wise person, or as a wise woman, a wise man, a wise young man, it is always good to speak at the right time. Utter words, profound words at the right time. I think here it's a matter of struggling to it's a bit tricky to master master the art of speaking at the right time and saying the correct words at the right time. Hey, it indeed takes a wise somebody to speak, to listen, and to intervene and to correct at the right time and say what is right at the right time. But today, the words of God says a wise person does not just babble. The words of God, awumane ukhulume nje ungumuntu, umane uvele utheleke nje ukhulume isinoma kanjani phambi kwabantu. You have to look at the context. You'll have to look kuthi ubani okhona. You have to think before you talk. Then you'll say the right words at the right time to the right people. Then the Bible says you are a wise person. Hey. This one is a bit tricky, because before you act, you have to think. Before you say, you have to think. Before you say, you have to look at the surrounding context about around you. Namhlanje, the ways of God, King Solomon says in the book of Proverbs, for you to be considered as a wise person, you first have to look around. Ngaphambi kokuthi ukhulume, ungamani ukhulume, qabanga ukuthi uthini. Abanga lawo magama lawo ukuthi alright na kulabantu aba around kuwe, then uyakhona ukucabanga. Ungafani nabantu abavile bakhulume batheleke isinoma ngayini, bangakhalkulate ukuthi kunobani, ukhulunywa kanjani. Abanye bavile bakhulume nje umntwana avele phehle phehle and yet umntwana ukhona. Abanye bavile bakhulume phehle phehle and yet akhohle umuntu omusha ukuthi ukhuluma nomuntu omdala, akhohle amagama wakhe. Oh, the choice of words. I don't want to go deep with this, but izwi namhlanje esilitholayo elivela lapha kuInkosi Solomon enkosini, noma elivela lapha ezwini likaJehova, yithi hlakanipha uma ukhuluma, qabanga uma ukhuluma, bheka around, bheka isurrounding yakho, bheka ukuthi kunobani, bheka ukuthi ukhuluma nobani. Before you utter words, don't just say bubble words, but think. Be like a wise young person, be like a wise man, be like a wise mother. Oh, namhlanje amazi siwatholayo right here on MMR radio station. We giving you light, siyakukhulisa mentally and spiritually, physically. Oh, sithi uNkulunkulu anibusise namhlanje kuseni, going to Elder Mdum Kandla giving us a Bible lesson. Then from there sithi mfundisi masiya.
Message number 7, trust and obey. Come, my dear friends, join Mr. MK as we pray for the last time for this week. Kind and gracious Father in the heavens above, dear Lord, we have had scripture in the Old Testament reveal you. We have heard the New Testament tell us who you are. You have even spoken to us through your word. But now, oh dear God, we want to obey your commandments, for great is our reward both in this life and in the life to come. In Jesus' name we've asked all these favors. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, we read from verses 3 to 4 for the last time. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. If someone claims, "I know God," but doesn't obey God's commandments, that person is a liar and is not living in the truth, may the God of grace and the commandments bless the reading of this passage. Amen. I pray and hope it is now your opposition to obey all the Ten Commandments as assisted by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. When we know God and love Him, obedience to His commandments becomes the natural response and the DNA that links us to Him as our parent, maker and redeemer. On the other hand, disobedience links us to the father of lies. In John 8 verse 44, as we would have become liars. Therefore, obedience defines whose child you are and whose child I am. Given that I am talking to the children of God, I shall address myself to the believers. Point number one. Before our true identity is revealed, it does not mean we are eternally not the children of God. He has many sheep that are not yet in the fold, and new names can still be given us. In Hosea, the names of his children were changed from the meanings having no mercy and not my people in chapter 1 to having obtained mercy and my people in chapter 2. At times, all it takes is to flip to the next chapter of our lives. That will surely make the difference. Point number 2. Being a child of God, this does not always mean bliss and peace as we remain this side of earth. Revelation 12, the verses 17, open quotes, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, full stop and close quotes. You shall quote the wrath of the dragon by keeping the commandments of God. That is how he shall identify the children of God. Someone put it this way. If you do not meet the devil in your path, it means you are most probably traveling in the same direction. When the dragon seeks to deal with the children of God, he shall use DNA matching and commandment keeping will lead him straight to the children of God. Point number 3. The benefits of being children of God who keeps his commandments outweigh the disobedience. There is a reward for faithfulness. Our Lord shall say, as in Matthew 25, the verses 21, open quotes, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord," full stop and close quotes. Faithfulness shall be the standard of entry into glory. At this point, even those who have been unfaithful, their tongue shall confess that our Father's judgments are just and true. Every knee shall bow, says the good book. In conclusion, this is not a call to a suicide club. No. John 16, verses 33 says, open quotes, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world," full stop and close quotes. As we put our hands in Jesus, He will help us to be obedient. Why should we trust that He has all the power, but doubt the same power to cause obedience in us? Surely, there is everything wrong with His power if it can make me a disobedient Christian as it denies godliness. I avail this same power to trust and obey. Do you want it today? Good morning.
Once again, Elder Mdu Mkandla. Oh, we once again appreciate always our lessons work from the bottom of our heart. We want to go to Mfundisi Masina Ovelela by Trans Orange Conference City. Oh, Jehovah Mtakababa, Agupe Skatsi Sako, Ovela Ngapa, Ngapa Panzi Elofeld, Mtakabao City, Jehovah Agupa Ksingase. Mfundisi Masina, your time is now.
Brothers and sisters, let me take this opportunity to greet you all in the name of my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Mbele for inviting me to also send a message to you for you to listen this morning in this blessed Sabbath. My message is entitled, Even Though the Mountains Be Removed. Even though the mountains be removed. My message today is based on the book of Psalm. We may read just chapter 46, Psalm 46, verse 1 up to 4. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the mountains be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place, the tabernacles of the Most High. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. In Jesus' name, Amen. Father, we thank you for the message that you are bringing unto us this morning, that we may know that you are there for us, even though anything else may be shaken. You are still there for us. May you be with us today as we receive this message. All this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let us consider what the message is actually saying here. It says God is our refuge. Whenever you need a refuge, it is when you feel that you are somehow under a threat. You need a place to hide and be protected from that threat. And it says also, God is our strength. So strength is something that most of the time is what we use in order for us to protect ourselves whenever we face whatever threat that we are facing. We use our strength to overcome the trouble or the threat that is posing a threat into our lives. But God is a very present help in trouble. So whenever we are in trouble, God will be there for us. A very present help. You know, a very present help is not a help that always seems to be there. It is a help that when you face the trouble initially, it looks as if that help is not available. But just when you think you will be consumed by the problem, if it is a threat of death, when you just count yourself amongst the dead and not among the living anymore, the help shows up just at that moment and rescues out of the danger. So we will be rescued from the danger, not because of the strength that we have, not because we have the power to overcome, but because of the very present help. He is our strength. And this kind of strength that God is talking about here is the strength that is always that will always be available. It doesn't matter what the circumstance, this help will always be available for us. It shall not be moved. One of the most constant things that we know in our world today, even as we are dwelling, we know that we are dwelling upon the earth. And the earth, even though there are some earthquakes sometimes, but we know that the earth is a sure foundation. That is where we stand. That is where we dwell. That is where we move and do our things, because God has placed us on that sure foundation. But God is more surer than the foundation of the mountains that we see. Therefore, we will not fear even when the troubles come, because God will be there even though the mountains be removed. I remember one time in the New Testament, Jesus was talking in the book of Luke chapter 17 verse 6. Luke chapter 17 verse 6. He was speaking there that you, even though you have a little faith, just a little faith, you can be able to say to a sycamore tree, be planted out with you, be plucked up with the root and be planted into the sea, and it shall obey you. So we need such kind of faith the faith that can move mountains. Now, the Bible here is telling us that even though the mountains be carried into the seas, then we will always have the sure help that is there for us. Though the waters of the sea starts to be troubled because of the mountain that is tossed into the sea, the waters thereof shall roar and be troubled, still our Lord will be there as our refuge. So in verse 4 it tells us that there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle, the most of the tabernacle of the Most High. So that river, it is the river that depends on the mountains. All of us know that rivers are usually flowing in the cliffs of the mountains. That is why they form what we call the valleys. So our God is now known as the God of the hills and the valleys. God, who is our refuge, is there to protect us on top of the mountains. He is there to protect us even in the valleys. But now it talks about the mountains being removed. When the mountains are removed, we sometimes think that there is no place for the rivers to flow anymore. Therefore, where will this river be? But in the book of John chapter 7, verse 37, the last part there, Jesus is speaking and says, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Verse 38, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Therefore, we don't need tangible things such as mountains in order for us to have this river. The Bible, it says there is a river. It is not like a promise that says there shall be a river that will flow when the mountains be removed. No, this is not a promise. It is promising that the river is very present even right at this moment. That river is there, and Jesus says he is that kind of river. If a man thirst, let him come and drink from that river, which is Jesus Christ. And he that believes in Jesus Christ, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow the rivers of living water. So you only need your belly, which will always be there if you are still there. Therefore, you just need this faith, this overcoming faith, to be outflowing from you directly, coming right from the bosom of your belly, to come and nourish you and quench your fears. In verse 7 it says, "The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge." And it concludes by saying, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. God is there for us. It doesn't matter what we are facing. The troubles may be there, but our God will forever be with us. Brothers and sisters, the only thing that we need is the kind of faith that trusts in the God whom we do not see. The faith that helps us to know that God has always been there. The words that he has said, he will always keep. He is the man of his word. Whatever he says to us, we only need to believe. If we believe, he will be there for us and be our refuge. May we be blessed this morning as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, may you be with your children this morning and bless them and help them to trust in you in whatever circumstance that they may be finding themselves facing. Be with them, Lord, and show them your presence, that they may know that they can depend on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Join us every Saturday morning 9:30 for
Sibonge kakhulu lapha. What a wonderful, beautiful message from the start till the end. A beautiful lift off and a wonderful landing. The application beautifully indeed. The Lord is our strength no matter what we are experiencing. He is our source of everything. And in the morning, would love to also invite you on our WhatsApp group where our pastors are giving us daily and morning devotions, where they give us encouragements and give us the word that we need to live by. I, your presenter, Pastor Mpel, right on MMR radio station, the only multilingual radio station. We, Sikunika Ukukhanya. I'm out. Slangane futhi ngesabatha elizayo. Nearly said, ksasa. Aslangane futhi next time on a wonderful Sabbath day of the Lord. By these words, I'm saying, Pastor Mpel, I'm out. God bless you all. We love you as the MMR radio station.